Back to the rugby. Ireland's fourth Grand Slam. The first was won in Belfast in 1948. There was a long wait until the second one in 2009, and they've since kept coming. 2018 and now 2023. So what links the first Grand Slam and the most recent one? Both were won in Ireland, and our next guest was there for both, 75 years apart. He's Sean Armstrong, and he's on the phone now. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Gavin.
Have you recovered from Saturday?
Not quite. It was an amazing day from start to finish. I started off on the Enterprise train at lunchtime, and I was escorted onto the train because I'm very well known on that train because I'm a regular visitor to Lansdowne Road, now Aviva. Been there for many years, going back 70 years, and of the last 40-odd years, I've been a member of the patron stub. So I go to all the matches at Aviva, and I take now a different daughter. I have three daughters. I have no sons, but I have three daughters, and I've got them all converted to rugby. And we go down to every match, and the one on Saturday was just absolutely amazing. I've never seen the atmosphere before, during, and after the game. And not a person I could see leaving the stadium when the match ended.
Yeah, fantastic occasion to be at, Sean, for you and your daughter. Tell me about the first Grand Slam in 1948.
Yes.
You were in Ravenhill as an 11-year-old, yes?
I was 11, almost 12. The first rugby match I'd been taken to. I had started playing rugby for my school, and that got me into it. And then there was a person called Jack Kyle, the out half, who I'm sure is known throughout the world, and he was my boyhood hero, and I think that's what drew me to go to see him playing in that international, and it was a Grand Slam match. The memories are not great, but I do remember that I stood behind the post with my father, and we were able to witness the winning score by J.C. Daly. It was just in front of us. Now, the rugby in those days, not as skilled as it is today, and there wasn't obviously the training. And it was a forward rush with the ball kicked over the line, and J.C. Daly managed to touch it down, and that was the score. It was not a very high scoring game, 6-3, but the memories of that, and I have press cuttings here in the scrapbook. I started recording the matches that I went to, and that was the first one, first big match. Was at Ravenhill of 1948. It's hard to remember many. I don't remember getting to the ground. I don't know how I got there. Travelling was difficult in those days, obviously. And it was amazing. And I have photographs of the crowd. There was supposed to be 30,000 in Ravenhill. And it would break all health and safety rules the way they were packed in the unreserved side. I was behind the post because it was just rough ground, and there weren't many people there, and I'm not a very tall person, and therefore 11, I would even been smaller, so it had to be somewhere where I could see. So the memories are, I at the end of the match, and even during the game, the crowd went onto the pitch, because in fact there were people. I've got people sitting here. I can see. Sitting in seats, and they were dressed quite differently to now.
Yes. Sean, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning. I hope, given that you've been lucky enough to see Grand Slams 75 years apart, that you also get to see Ireland finally perhaps win a World Cup later on this year. And we might have you back on to talk about that when we do it. Sean Armstrong in Belfast, thank you very much for speaking to us.